Nutrition Red Alert. This is Mike Adams here of naturalnews.com, and I think we have figured out what number one nutritional factor is the tipping point that causes vaccines to kill people. In other words, this is what creates a pro-coagulation or pro-clotting property of the blood. I'm going to tell you what this is here. And then the spike protein in the vaccines comes along, and the spike protein combines with this dietary factor, creating massive blood clots throughout the entire blood supply. And this, of course, results in strokes and thrombosis, microclotting, vascular damage of every healthy cell throughout the system. And if you're wondering whether the spike protein damages healthy vascular cells, just go look at the research from the Salk Institute, named after Jonas A. Salk, the inventor of vaccines, and they published research about how toxic the spike protein is to the vascular system. So, what dietary factor am I talking about? And this helps answer the question of why some people take the vaccine and they seem perfectly fine, and other people take the vaccine, including healthy young males in particular, and then they're dead in 30 days. What is the difference? I mean, we may understand that a lot of very old people with comorbidities, such as high blood pressure or very high levels of obesity or pre-existing heart disease and so on, that's kind of understandable that those folks might be more susceptible to the spike protein. But why young people? Well, the answer, I believe, is omega-6 fatty acids in dietary seed oils. And I'm talking about canola oil, corn oil, soy oil, cottonseed oil, these cheap oils that are in so much of our food. It's in margarine. I mean, that's what margarine is made from, partially hydrogenated, soybean oil typically. These oils are, I believe, creating conditions in the blood that are, you could say, part of a binary weapon system, with the spike protein being the other half of the weapon that activates the pro-clotting properties that have been put into the blood by large consumption of these seed oils, these high omega-6 oils. Now, I had been toying with this theory for quite some time, and I've mentioned it a couple times in my podcast. It's something that I, as a food scientist, sort of naturally believed was a factor in the clotting. Then I saw, appearing on Brighteon.com, a lecture by Dr. Kenobi. Now, maybe the K is silent. It's K-N-O-B-B-E. Maybe it's Nobi. Maybe it's Kenobi. Maybe it's Obi-Wan Kenobi. I don't know. But if you go to Brighteon.com and you search for K-N-O-B-B-E, you'll find this lecture. And this doctor, who I've invited to come on as a guest, we'll see if we can get him on, has done all the research about nutritional history across many different cultures and nations for the past 150 years or so. And it shows that the rise of heart disease and cancer, diabetes, obesity, even Alzheimer's and so on, tracks with the cultures that started using the seed oils, the high omega-6 seed oils that I just mentioned, canola being one of the main ones now, but also corn and soy, cottonseed, and so on. And you may recall that in the 1970s, the late 70s and the early 80s in America, that there was a very strong industry push to move people away from eggs and butter to say that they should eat margarine, fake butter, and seed oils, and that eventually then canola was pushed heavily in the late 80s. And the reason this was happening was because, of course, it enriched the agricultural, the crop growers that were growing these seed oils. And so they captured the science in the same way that Monsanto kind of overran the so-called scientists and the science journals to say that GMOs were safe. Well, all these seed oil producers then overran science and claimed that the seed oils were healthier than butter, or healthier than eggs, or healthier than natural fats. And this continues to this day, by the way, with the FDA and the USDA captured by the seed oils industry, and you even see coordinated, well-funded hit pieces on things like coconut oil. They're trying to attack coconut oil because coconut oil is a healthy plant-based, it contains saturated fats, but it has a very, very high temperature for cooking, and it's far healthier for you, in my view, and healthier for your heart than any of these seed oils. So this war on humanity has been happening for quite some time. And if you look at what's been happening with seed oils over the generations, it's the cultures that started to consume the highest percentage of these cheap seed oils as part of their diet that ended up with higher cases, far higher, of cancer and rampant obesity, by the way, and diabetes and Alzheimer's and all these chronic degenerative conditions that go along with it. So seed oils best explains this, not even the rise in sugar consumption, nor the rise in, let's say, wheat consumption or even meat consumption by itself. It's seed oils. And the thing about these seed oils, these high omega-6 oils, which is it's in the pastas, it's in everything at the restaurants, it's in the salad dressings. You go look at almost everything in the grocery store that has any oil in it. It's canola, soy, corn, cottonseed. I don't know what else in that group. It's these cheap omega-6 oils, or largely omega-6. These cause chronic inflammation throughout your body. They lead to inflammation of the heart, inflammation of the brain. That's called Alzheimer's. And inflammation of the heart is, you know, atherosclerosis or heart disease or blocked arteries, or, you know, it can present itself in many different ways. You have inflammation of the pancreas, and that becomes diabetes. You have inflammation of the liver, and then you have liver dysfunction and chronic obesity, inflammation of the colon, then you have colon cancer, just on and on. Chronic inflammation is the cause of most of these modern-day degenerative diseases, almost none of which existed 125 years ago. It was almost unheard of for someone to die of a heart attack, even in the early 1900s. And diabetes was almost unheard of. And cancer was extremely rare. But all these things are very common now because of the seed oils, in my view, based on this research. And of course, there are other factors, no doubt. But I think this is the biggest, most frequently overlooked factor. And most importantly, this is a factor that you can do something about. You can take the seed oils out of your diet. You can make a huge difference. In fact, it's interesting. I've come to believe that seed oils, getting them out of your diet, is even more important than getting pesticides out of your diet. And I know that might sound like a shocker, because I've been warning about pesticides, herbicides, glyphosate, and so on for quite a long time. But you need to understand that when people consume pesticides, even though they are toxic, they are typically present in parts per million concentrations. But when you consume seed oils in a salad dressing, that might be 50% of the dressing. So in other words, that's 500,000 parts per million. You see what I mean? Instead of just a couple hundred parts per million, which is what the pesticides are. So you got to think about the total load of exposure. And I've seen articles, you know, about glyphosate in beer. So I went to my lab and I tested glyphosate in beer, published all those results. And I found that the parts per billion of glyphosate in beer is not really that high. You'd have to drink so much beer to get a lot of glyphosate. And I'm not saying that glyphosate is harmless, not at all. It's very harmful, even in low concentrations. But compared to seed oils, I think we're talking orders of magnitude difference. I think the seed oils are what's impacting people so much more now compared to, pesticides and herbicides and so on. So if you had to make a choice, let's say, between non-organic potato chips that were fried in olive oil, which is a healthy omega-3 oil, versus organic potato chips fried in organic canola oil, based on what I know today, I would advise you to choose the olive oil potato chips, even though they are non-organic. Pretty interesting, huh? And And again, I support organic. Almost everything that I manufacture and sell at the Health Ranger store is organic. But we also don't sell anything with a bunch of toxic omega-6 crap oils in it either, you know what I mean? But I'm all about clean food. But if you had to make a choice, sometimes you have to choose between one and the other. I say go for the healthy oil because that's the far larger part of the ingredients in that food. And maybe you shouldn't be eating potato chips anyway, but think about all the salad dressings and beware of the food labels out there. You see this a lot in the grocery store. I've seen this on, I think, Newman's brand salad dressings. They'll claim it's like olive oil and vinegar or whatever. And you read the label and olive oil is very far down the list. And there are other oils that are actually more common, if I'm remembering correctly on this. Don't mean to single out Newman's, but I think a lot of his products have canola oil in them. Check the labels yourself just to be sure. And you'll find this. I've seen potato chip brands that claim to be olive oil potato chips. And you read the label, number one oil is canola. And then way down the list, a little bit of olive oil in here. A little drop of olive oil. So you can't trust the front of the salad dressing or the chips or the pasta sauce or whatever. And beware of something that says made with olive oil. That could be one drop of olive oil. And it's still true to say made with. You need olive oil to be the oil, the only oil in that food. And by the way, other healthy oils are avocado oil, coconut oil, like I've already mentioned. Let's see, what are some of the other oils, the high omega-3 oils out there? You know what? I should put together a complete list of kind of good oils versus bad oils, in my opinion, and put that out there. But, you know, flaxseed oil is a, quote, good oil, but it also goes rancid very quickly. So you gotta smell it and taste it before you use it. Make sure it's still good. I need to look at the nutritional composition of grapeseed oil. I'm not sure what's the ratio of omega-6s to omega-3s in that. So I got to do a little more research myself as well. But I got to tell you, folks, people are killing themselves with these oils. And then I think when someone eats a lot of these omega-6s, you know, the canola and the corn and the soy, and then they get the vaccine and the spike protein is unleashed across their body, I think it just congeals the blood. And we've seen this. Remember the cupping video showed the blood being sucked out of a person's arm after they were injected with a vaccine, and that blood congealed and became like jello in minutes because of the clotting factors of the vaccine. You combine that with the clotting factors of omega-6 oils, and you're in real trouble. And this is what happens. Young guys who are living on junk food, processed food, restaurant food, you know, typical grocery store food, high in canola oil, all these other crap oils, margarine, they should shift to butter, but they've been told margarine's healthier for you. So they're eating all this margarine, and they're getting margarine at the restaurants and everything. It's just crap oils. And then they take the vaccine, and then their blood just turns to gel. And then they have heart attacks and strokes, microclotting, or sometimes, you know, thrombosis in the lungs, thrombosis in the brain, thrombosis wherever. Organ damage, vascular damage, brain damage. I believe this is the number one factor, and I think history is going to show this. It's the spike protein combined with the kind of blood that people get from eating a high amount of omega-6 seed oils. And of course, the way to reverse that is to have a bunch of healthy oils. And, you know, fish oil is a healthy oil. There are a lot of healthy plant-based oils. You know, you can do your research. I'm gonna publish more of a list of this, by the way, on naturalnews.com. But do your research. You can change your oil and it'll change your life. And this will even protect you from other people who took the vaccine and they are shedding. Vaccine shedders can hurt you, but if you have healthy oils and healthy blood, then you're more resistant to that shedding, you see. So it's I think a lot of it comes down to the oil. Also, of course, hydration, making sure you have enough water at the same time. So check it out. This is Mike Adams here, naturalnews.com, brighteon.com. Also, I'm going to publish a list of the healthy oils versus what I believe are the unhealthy oils. And you can check that out to change your oil and boost your health and prevent damage from vaccines, or at least some of the damage. I don't know how to stop the prions, but at least this might stop the clotting. Thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams. Take care.